بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The whole object normally of education is for a person to gain a degree, earn a huge salary for himself and some status. However, for a Muslim, we have got this yaqeen and this conviction that only what is written for a person he will receive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam has blown in my heart that a person will never emerge from the world until he completes his age and aids and totally acquires his sustenance. Therefore, adopt moderation in seeking sustenance. Let not a delay in acquiring sustenance lead you to acquire it by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person has got a lot of wealth, but it destroys a person's deen, culture, character, honor, respect, trustworthiness, then is this an object, and this should be an object of life, or should a person abstain from it? Remember, a person who has got sound knowledge, understanding, and insight will not possess awe and dignity for this accursed world, which is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. The reality is that the greatness and the value of the year after and akhirat is not embedded in our hearts. Otherwise, the greatest bounties and beauties of this world will hold no comparison to the smallest rewards of the year after. Today, so much of effort and toil is undertaken for the gains of this world, and then too the results are not certain. Acquiring the rewards of the year after are so simple and are definite, and then too effort is not exerted in that direction. On Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam passed by a worship of the Bani Israel, by the whole convoy. The birds shaded him, and the humans and jinns were on both sides. The worshipper remarked, O Allah, O son of Dawood, Allah has bestowed you with a great kingdom. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard these words, and he remarked, that one tazweeh in a person's book of deeds is far superior to whatever worldly possessions the son of Dawood has been bestowed with, since all of these things will perish, while the tasbih will remain forever and forever. So from this you can understand the value of every amal of deen, and the things of this world are perishable, they will eventually be destroyed. What are the evils of the conventional schools? That the main thing is, these are called secular schools. Secularism has got two meanings. One meaning is, we must take out our religion from public affairs. Islam is different, our deen is different, and our lifestyle must be different. Our religion is confined to a certain place, the masjid for example, but it must have nothing to do with the rest of our lives. And another meaning of secularism is the rejection of religion. That is, it must be taken out from our life, we must completely reject religion. And when a person studies more the whole secular system, he will realize that the actual object is not to remove a religion, but secularism itself is another religion. And the way cancer can destroy our body systems, the secular system can damage our children's iman and our iman also, because we are following another religion. There are a few harms in the secular system of education. Shall I will mention a few of them. Number one, practically all syllabuses, they include inside them such concepts which directly attack a person's iman. Famous examples are the Big Bang Theory, Darwin's theory of evolution, and books which openly confront and negate the foundational teachings of Islam. Many beliefs in any of these will take a person out of the fold of Islam. They are not only taught to the children, they are actually drilled into them. In one family, pious family, a man told, he narrated to his school queen daughter of about 7 years, the story of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and how we all came from him. And he got the answer, but we all came from monkeys, a 7-year-old girl. So to send our children to the school is to put the iman into genuine danger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Once I met another one youngster, Hafiz of Quran, and a person who had gone through the whole maktab system, but he also was of this opinion that there is nothing wrong with the Darwin's theory of evolution, and man actually had come from a monkey. And this was, he was studying medicine, and this was in his mind, ingrained in his mind. And he said that according to me, I feel all my friends also have got the same belief after I explained to him that we've come actually from a monkey. You see, it's brought so much in the university. It's always spoken about. Eventually a person starts believing it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us from all of these evils. Inshallah, we will continue. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanAllah.